Okay, so basically, kids in Jordan, and I don't know whether Bassam agrees with me, but I think they probably have some of the lowest instructional hours in the world before we even start. They have a lot of wasted term time due to exam periods. They don't have long school days. So that's initially a problem. They don't have enough instructional hours. And then last year we were hit by a teacher strike, which meant they lost about 4 weeks of schooling in the first semester. This was before even COVID began. And then when COVID began, schools were shut. And they remained shut for the whole of the second semester. So they missed probably a semester and a half, so 70% at least of the school year. They opened very briefly in September. We were expecting them to open on a rotational basis. But in fact, they were closed pretty soon afterwards. From that, and agreeing with you that print is the only way we could reach the most vulnerable, we wanted to come up with a print-based solution. But we were also expecting, and this was decided before, we didn't know that kids would not return to school. There needed to be a way of slimming curriculum objectives because often curriculums are overcrowded, and we needed to focus on, what was most appropriate. So the idea was to come up with a cross-curricular piece focused on the four core subjects. And in doing that, it meant that our curriculum department automatically, without really any conflict, reduced the curriculum down to the core components for those four subjects on a week-by-week basis.
Could you just clarify what those core, those four core subjects are?
Yeah, English, Arabic, maths, and science.
Okay,
And
thank you.
science in grade nine splits into physics, chemistry, geology, and biology.